This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Governor Jay Nixon says he will sign the budget for Missouri's public schools on Sunday. Nixon has scheduled a signing ceremony at the Boys State Convention in Warrensburg for the budget bill that funds the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The governor is expected to take action later in the week on the rest of the state's $24 billion operating budget. Missouri's 2013 fiscal year begins July 1st. Boone County is trying to find funds for a construction project to widen lanes on the Route Z bridge over Interstate 70. KBIA's John Ingram has this report.
The grant proposal to the Missouri Department of Transportation comes as the county looks to ensure safe travel to Battle High School, which opens next year. MoDOT area engineer Mike Shoup says the goal is for construction to be completed while school is out of session.
If it is approved, the number one thing that we need to get done is to have that bridge done before school starts. That bridge would have to be done while school is not in session.
Boone County has requested that MoDOT help to pay for the cost of the construction. Shoup says he expects MoDOT to make a decision this summer and that construction could be completed in summer 2013.
The cost share committee meets the end of this month to review, and then they make the decisions in July. So in July, we should know if that cost share application is approved.
Shoup says the road would remain open during construction and that traffic would not be affected. John Ingram, KBIA News.
6 years after it closed and artifacts were hidden away in storage, the Black Archives of Mid-America will reopen Saturday in Kansas City. The archives include thousands of artifacts, manuscripts, and photos showing the history of African Americans in the Kansas City region. The Black Archives will be open to the public at its new home in Kansas City's 18th and Vine District. The Kansas City Star reports financial problems caused the Black Archives to close in 2006. The collection was left inside the organization's former headquarters. Flat Branch Creek's E. coli readings are much higher than the Environmental Protection Agency's standards. KBIA's Hannah Schmidt has the details.
The latest sample from June 13th showed 2,419.6 colonies of E. coli per 100 milliliters in the creek at Flat Branch Park. That's more than 10 times the recommended limit for colonies by the Environmental Protection Agency. Kayla Gunyer is the interim environmental health manager for the City of Columbia. She says high E. coli levels are not new for Flat Branch Creek.
It seems like it traditionally, you know, it stays high.
E. coli is in most bodies of water and originates in the intestines of warm-blooded animals. Gunyer says bacteria can enter water through surface water runoff and possibly through sewer leaks.
Flat Branch is through a very urban part of our community and also an older part of our community where there are older sewer utility lines.
Flat Branch Creek isn't normally used for swimming, but Gunyer says it's important to let the public know when E. coli counts are high. Hannah Schmidt, KBIA News.
Missouri officials are both praising and condemning President Obama's executive order today that halts deportation of teenage and young adult illegal immigrants. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
Anyone younger than 30 who was brought to the U.S. before turning 16 can get a work card and a 2-year deferral from being deported, provided they pose no criminal or security threat, have been in the country for 5 continuous years, and have either earned a high school diploma, GED, or served in the military. Vanessa Crawford is with the group Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates.
This was the right thing to do. They want to be productive members of the community. It's good for our economy. It's good for these people personally to allow them to stay here.
Republicans are blasting the move. Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutemeyer accuses the president of granting, quote, backdoor amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.